We welcome you to our bonus segment here. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now, Glenn is going to give us a list of five players that he most wants to see in 2017 on the existing roster.
Yes.
Taking that leap up.
Yes, I'm not taking DeSean Jackson into this conversation or any guys they may draft as rookies. I'm looking at guys who are here now who I can't wait to see next year. And, Dave, I'm going to start with a tribute to you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Because you told me for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, no, Zach Ertz, this is it, turning point, this is really it. Well, you know what, Dave? In 2017, I can see that maybe it'll work. Still needs to get involved in the red zone, but he was there. The second half of the year, he was always open, he was always there. Dave, for you, I'm looking forward to Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Zach Ertz and what's around him, because I think what's around him will make Zach Ertz much better.
All right. Number four, I'm going to cheat a little bit because it's two guys, but it's the same thing. Halapulavati Vaitai and Isaac Seumalo, by the way. 19 vowels between those two names,
wow,
which has got to be a league record.
It would appear to me that given where the Eagles are, given their salary cap, I'm not sure that both Jason Peters and Jason Kelce are going to be back next year. We'll see. I don't make those decisions. But I think you have two young players thrown into difficult circumstances this year. Vaitai, his first game, got blasted. I thought he came on real nicely. Seumalo had to play tackle one game and did okay. Those are two young, promising offensive linemen. I think at least one will start next year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. I think they offer great competition. The Eagles had ignored the offensive line for so long. Time now to build that line up to greatness, and those two could be part of it.
Yeah, okay? They're young. You need youth. They're young. Number three is a guy who just keeps getting better and better to me, Jordan Hicks, in his second year. Started out slowly, first three or four games I didn't see much, but came on very well in back half of the season. In 20 NFL starts, I think 23, 24 games, but 20 starts, has 11 turnovers this kid has had, and the Eagles, you really need that. You need that game breaker, that playmaker. Next year's his third. Jeremiah Trotter made the Pro Bowl in his third. I see the same pattern right here.
And I think with Jordan, it'll be really critical in the offseason. He can now lift and build up his body. 12 months ago, he was coming off the pectoral injury. He could not address his pectoral area, his shoulders. So, yeah, he will benefit from a great offseason.
Yeah, I don't know why I grabbed my wrist when you said pectoral. I do know where the pectoral is. Anyway, all right, number two. Hello, Lane Johnson. We're looking at you. Again, offensive line will be in flux. Maybe he is at left tackle next year, but I know this. Wherever he plays, they need him 16 games next year. He has said, I'm not taking any supplements. 90% of NFL linemen take supplements. Just go to the team. Get the team to prescribe. Do it the smart way. Have a full season. Play smart. We saw what he means coming back against the Giants. They ran behind him that first drive. They got in for a touchdown. Lane Johnson is critical to their future, and I want to see him play a full year next year.
Yeah, and this is a player with all-pro ability. 16 games. Let's realize just how great you can be, Lane. Could be a big-time lineman in this league for many, many years.
And number one, well, there's no surprise there, is Carson Wentz. Those first three or four games, man, he played better than could be believed. And you know what? Well, it was better than can be believed. Everybody comes back to earth, and he did. But you saw a lot of the things from the kids you like, the kid you like. You love the leadership. I think we've now seen how he can extend plays. He's become more comfortable using his legs. An off-season, work on the mechanics, work with the coaches, come back next year. Again, I'll use past as prologue. We saw Donovan McNabb's first year. We saw Donovan's second year when he was in the running for MVP. I have no reason to believe that if Wentz has the receivers around him, the line, the running backs, at least give me 75% of what I want there, he can come back and have a big, good second season.
Okay. I agree. Kid's a stud.
We didn't have an argument here.
No,
today.
I want to see about 50 other guys.
Bicker about?
Yeah, no, it's good. There's no bickering here. This is looking ahead to 2017. We thank you for joining us. Our bonus segment here, Glenn Macnell and Dave Spadaro.